unitedpastor@gmail.com. So please feel free to reach out and let us know that you're here with us today. I want to share just a few announcements with us this morning before we move into our time of worship. And the first is just a thanksgiving as we start off this morning to Justin Yoder, who's leading music for us today in Pax's absence. So Pax is on vacation. We give thanks for Pax being able to take some rest. And we also give thanks for Justin for being with us. And you heard playing the cello just a moment ago. So thank you, Justin, for your worship leadership. Also want to give thanks for Gina Del Corazon, who is hosting our service today. Gina, thank you. It's not easy to host a Zoom service. So as Shell is also on vacation, Gina is hosting today. So we give thanks for that leadership as well. Another announcement today, we will have our Exploring Membership class, which will be at 11:45 today. If you are interested in joining that class or haven't heard about it yet, you're welcome to join us. We will be talking about membership and what membership means. And if you are at all curious or interested about that, this would be the class for you. So please join us today at 11:45. If you need information or the Zoom link for that, just let us know and we'll get that to you. Also, one note I wanted to mention is that our church website is not working. It has been down now for maybe about 10 days. It's turned into being quite a complicated situation to get it back up and running. So we just ask for your patience, and we are working on it. And if you have some expertise in website and issues, let us know. We might use your help for that, but we are working on it. And just wanted to let you know, if you go to the website, you will not be able to get in. So we are aware of that, and we will be working on that. So we also welcome your prayers for that issue. Another just final want to lift up that we continue our Tuesday and Wednesday gatherings. Tuesday mornings we gather for prayer every week at 8:30. If you'd like to join us for that, you are more than welcome. Wednesdays we gather for Bible study at 5:30 in the evening. So you're welcome to join us for that as well. Also want to just highlight, we will not be meeting the last two Wednesdays in August. We're going to be taking a little break. So no Bible study on August 19th or 26th. But other than that, we will be meeting every week. So, and we will be meeting this week. Let's see. I think those are all the one final thing I wanted to just lift up in celebration and thanksgiving is for our meeting last week, we met as a congregation to take a vote on renewing our commitment to be a sanctuary church and voting to host a family in our space at TAB. And it was a unanimous vote, yes. So what a celebration. I just wanted to lift that up and give thanks for our congregation and community that we affirmed that commitment and voted yes to host a family and sanctuary at TAB. So there will be more information coming your way about that, the particulars and details of that, but I wanted to just give thanks and celebrate our church and the community and our unity on this particular issue. It's a really beautiful thing to experience. So thank you all. We're going to continue now in our time of worship. Let's call ourselves to worship and worship the God of life together.
Good morning, everyone. Let us join in the call to worship. Those who wait upon the Lord shall renew their strength. They shall mount up with wings like eagles. They shall run and not be weary. They shall walk and not faint.
We need this kind of hope.
Come worship the Holy One who meets you where you are. Come open yourselves to the God who lifts us up.
We are here to worship. We are here to surrender to God.
And let's continue our worship by singing together, Lord, You Have Come to the Lakeshore.
Lord, You Have Come to the Lakeshore.
Lord, you have come to the lake shore, looking neither for wealthy nor wise ones. You only asked me to follow humbly. Oh Lord, with your eyes you have searched me, and while smiling have spoken my name. Now my boat's left on the shoreline behind me. By your side I will seek other seas. You know so well my possessions. My boat carries no gold or no weapons. You will find there my nets and labor. Señor, me has mirado a los ojos, sonriendo, has dicho mi nombre. En la arena he dejado mi barca, junto a ti buscaré otro mar. And let's continue with number 626, As the Deer Pants for the Water. As the deer pants for the water, so my soul longs after you. You alone are my heart's desire, and I long to worship you. You alone are my strength and shield. To you alone may my spirit yield. You alone are my heart's desire, and I long to worship you. As the deer pants for the water, so my soul longs after you. You alone are my heart's desire, and I long to worship you. You alone are my strength and shield. To you alone may my spirit yield. You alone are my heart's desire, and I long to worship you.
Let us join together in the opening prayer. Let us pray. God of presence, as you walked upon the water to meet the disciples, meet us in the midst of the storms in our lives. God of renewal, as you lifted Peter from the water, lift us from despair to hope, from distraction to focus, from death to life. God of the journey, direct us in your way. Work out your purpose in and through our lives. We pray this in the name of Christ, our liberator and our friend. Amen. And now we join in the prayer of confession. God is with you. Christ is present. The Holy Spirit surrounds you and unites us all.
But we have turned our eyes to the challenges of this life. lost our focus on God and are sinking in sin.
You can begin again. Imagine a new way of being.
We have cast aside our dreams to maintain the familiar. We have cast aside the dreams of others, fearful of what they might mean.
God loves you. Christ will lift you from the waves of doubt, and the Holy Spirit will rescue you from currents of insecurity and alienation. In these moments of quiet reflection, confess to God all that separates you from God and from one another. Take heart. Do not be afraid. God will lift you up and set you free. We are forgiven. Friends, believe the good news of the gospel.
In Jesus Christ, we are set free.
I invite you to join me in singing Rain Down. Rain down, rain down, rain down your love on your people. Rain down, rain down your love, God of love. God of creation, we long for your truth. You are the water of life that we thirst. Grant that your love and your peace touch our hearts. All of our hope lies in you.
Because God's rain has been poured out into our lives, setting us free and giving us peace that passes all understanding, we receive that and we give that to each other. So let us pass the peace of Christ with one another. You can, at this time, we hope, unmute yourselves and greet one another with signs of peace.
Peace be with you.
Peace
with you. Peace be with you all.
Peace, everyone.
Peace be with you.
Peace be with you.
Good to see you, Alicia.
Good to see you, Nick.
Peace, Rose,
peace,
Jennifer, Mom and Dad.
Peace, Arna. Good to see you.
Peace, Susan. Hi, Susan.
Hi.
Peace, Nick.
Ah, peace, Nancy.
Peace.
Good
to see you. Peace, Laura.
Peace, buddy.
Hi, Lee.
Hey, Oscar.
Hello, Heather. Oscar. Hi, Oscar.
Oscar. Hi, Deb.
Peace, Oscar.
Peace,
and Heather.
Peace, Joanna.
Peace.
Hey, Laura. Peace, Dina.
Peace, everyone.
Peace, Beauty, Pauline.
Hi.
Peace, Robert. Peace be with you, Susan and Donald.
Peace, right back at you.
Peace to you too, Nick.
Peace, Heather.
Thank you. Joanna.
Levi.
Katie.
Peace be with you, Chris.
Hi, Bella.
Great to see everyone.
Hi, Robert.
Hi, Levi. Hi, Santa Claus. Hi, Santa Claus.
Peace, Jim.
Peace, everyone.
Hi, Geneva.
Vic
and Charlene. Hello.
Hi.
Peace, all.
Priscilla.
Peace,
Leroy.
Hi, Elizabeth.
Hi, Lisa.
Oscar.
Good
morning.
Hey,
Elizabeth.
Hi, Lisa and Beth.
Hi. Hi. Done.
Hi, Anna.
Hi, Suzanne.
Call me.
Remember when we see all the
peace, people? Oscar.
Peace, Jenny.
Hi, Laura.
Good morning.
Hi.
Hi, Auntie Laura.
Good morning, Levi.
Auntie Laura, that's what I'm going to call you.
That's fine.
Hi, Laura.
Good morning, Dan.
Hello, Isabel. Hi, Isabel.
Mm-hmm. Where is she? Hi.
Peace, Arda.
Oh, yeah. Hi, Arda.
Hi.
Hi, Heather.
Peace, Susan. Peace, Donald.
Hi, Pastor.
Coming to you. Hi, Pastor.
Pastor Katie.
Peace.
Almost as good as Auntie Laura.
I like Auntie Laura.
Our first reading this morning is found in Psalm 145, starting with verse 8, and I'm reading from the inclusive version of the New Revised Standard Version. God is gracious and merciful, slow to anger and abounding in steadfast love. God is good to all, and has compassion over all that God has made. God upholds all who are falling and raises up all who are bowed down. The eyes of all look to you, and you give them food in due season. You open your hand, satisfying the desire of every living thing. God is just in every way and kind in every deed. God is near to all who call, to all who call on God in truth. God fulfills the desire of all who are in awe of God. God also hears their cry and saves them. God watches over all who love God, but will destroy all the wicked. My mouth will speak the praise of God, and all flesh will bless God's holy name forever and ever. Holy wisdom, holy word.
Thanks be to God.
All children are invited to come a little bit closer to the screen for children's time. And as we get ready for children's time, let's sing together, Come and See. Come and see, I am the way and the truth, said he. Follow me, follow me. Come as a child, oh come and see.
Hi, everybody. So I'm going to get as close to the camera as I can so you can see the person or the friend that I brought with me. And so this is my teddy bear from when I was little. And you can see Teddy has been through some pretty tough times. Teddy, like me, lost most of his hair on top. And then Teddy lost an eye and we couldn't find it anymore. And then Teddy got a big rip and had to have open heart surgery too. And the reason that I have my teddy bear here today, you know, sometimes I talk about how God is like things that we have in our regular life. And so we've talked about how God is like an egg. God has three parts. We've talked about how prayer is like a cell phone, that sometimes it's hard to hear the person on the other end. Sometimes when you're talking, the other person is talking, and sometimes it doesn't seem like you can hear each other the way you'd like. And so today we're going to talk about how Jesus is sometimes like a teddy bear. So I'll get to that part second. Right now, let's think about why we might need Jesus as a teddy bear. And that's because sometimes we get asked to do really hard or scary things. And so I don't know if you have had to maybe go to a doctor's appointment where you had to get shots and that seems scary and painful, or other stuff that seems scary. And so sometimes we take a thing that helps us feel better and helps us feel brave. So for me, that was my teddy bear. And so why would we be worried about scary things or things that are going to be tough or things we need to be brave for? Well, my favorite verse in the Bible is very short. It says, what does God want from us? God wants us to do justice, love mercy, and walk humbly, which means be fair, love people a lot, and really think about how we can be humble. And the be fair sometimes is very hard. It doesn't always mean following the rules, and sometimes it means doing stuff we need to be really brave for. And so when we need to be brave, Jesus can be there like Teddy, and sometimes you even have to bring something with you. And if that's a physical thing, you can bring that with you and think and remember, I already feel better. I'm a little bit scared doing this today. And so having my teddy bear here with me, actually, I can feeling better right now that I've got him against my neck. And Jesus is like that. When we need to do something that we have to be brave for, something that's scary, something that feels uncomfortable, and we need an extra reminder of why we're doing it, Jesus is like that. Jesus asks us to do a lot, asks us to do hard things, but Jesus is also there with us while we're doing it, even if it's scary and we have to be brave. So that's how Jesus is like the teddy bear. And if you stay for the reading that comes right after I talk, you'll hear about a really scary thing that happened to someone that Jesus was there for. So let's have a prayer. I'm going to pray with Teddy here, right? You guys pray at home with your people too. God, help us to remember that sometimes we have to do the brave thing. But when we do, you are with us. Amen.
You are a child of God. You are a child of God. Let your light shine bright to the world. You are a child of God. Let's sing together, Come Thou Fount of Every Blessing. Come, thou fount of every blessing, tune my heart to sing thy grace. Streams of mercy never ceasing, call for songs of loudest praise. Teach me some melodious sonnet, sung by flaming tongues above. Praise the mount I'm fixed upon it, mount of God's unchanging love. Here I raise my Ebenezer, hither by thy help I'm come. And I hope by thy good pleasure, safely to arrive at home. Jesus sought me when a stranger, wandering from the fold of God. He to rescue me from danger, interposed his precious blood. Oh, to grace how great a debtor, daily I'm constrained to be. Let that grace now like a fetter bind my wandering heart to thee. Prone to wander, Lord, I feel it, prone to leave the God I love. Here's my heart, oh, take and seal it for thy courts above. Here's my heart, oh, take and seal it for thy courts above.
This is the second scripture reading today that Todd was referring to, about the disciples having to do some scary things, so or face some scary situations. So we're going to read from Matthew chapter 14, verses 22 to 33. Immediately, Jesus made the disciples get into the boat and go on ahead to the other side while he dismissed the crowds. And after he had dismissed the crowds, he went up the mountain by himself to pray. When evening came, he was there alone, but by this time the boat, battered by the waves, was far from the land, for the wind was against them. And early in the morning, he came walking towards them on the lake. But when the disciples saw him walking on the lake, they were terrified, saying, "It's a ghost!" And they cried out in fear. But immediately, Jesus spoke to them and said, "Take heart, it is I. Do not be afraid." Peter answered him, "Lord, if it's you, command me to come to you on the water." Jesus said, "Come." So Peter got out of the boat, started walking on the water, and came towards Jesus. But when he noticed the strong wind, he became frightened, and beginning to sink, he cried out, "Lord, save me." Jesus immediately reached out his hand and caught him, saying to him, "You of little faith, why did you doubt?" When they got into the boat, the wind ceased, and those in the boat worshipped him, saying, "Truly, you are the Son of God." This is holy wisdom, holy word. Thanks be to God. Will you join me in prayer? God, we thank you that this story comes to us on this day. We ask that we would find ourselves in this story and find you in the story of our lives. God, I ask that you would speak to me, through me, speak to me, speak through me, and speak in spite of me. and that the words of my mouth and the meditation of all of our hearts would be acceptable to you, O God, my rock and my redeemer. Amen. What is it about a cozy, dark tent made out of blankets that is so thrilling to a child? My 2.5-year-old Oscar loves to say to me after a meal, "Mama, let's go under." And when he says, "let's go under," it means, let's go under a blanket in the living room, under a tent, and create a tent over ourselves. And I admit, even though I'm not often very energetic after dinner time, it can be kind of fun to go under. It can be kind of fun to go under a tent. It's dark and cozy in there. Oscar squirms and giggles with excitement as soon as we get under. We hold the quilt up with our hands, and it's dark in there, and when you look through the quilt with the light coming in through the quilt, you can see all these shapes in the quilt that you wouldn't otherwise see. So we sit under there, and he says, "Look, there's a triangle." And I say, "Wow, look, there's a rectangle." And we see how they're connecting. And he says, "Look, there's a star." And we see all these kinds of things coming through that we wouldn't otherwise see from that perspective. We notice with the quilt has stars and shapes that we wouldn't otherwise notice. And we've noticed things because we've gone under together. Maybe we think, this is actually really interesting with Todd's children's sermon, it's really lots of connections here that I'm thinking about, but maybe we think we outgrow going under or making tents as we get older. But we don't really. We don't really outgrow that. We build tents all the time. We crawl into our metaphorical tents that hold us in some way and help illumine the truth about ourselves or about the world around us in ways that we haven't seen before, and maybe ways that we need to see. I think of prayer kind of like going into your tent. Jesus, in our story today, goes away to pray. He goes away to build a tent to go under for a while. He takes time to go away because he knows that the demands on his energy will be endless and that he is susceptible to so many distractions. Even if he didn't have a smartphone, he was still susceptible to many distractions. And the needs are so great, the needs of the crowds, the hungry folk who await him. But instead of rushing on, he stops to go into his tent, to pray, to sit in the comfort of the darkness and watch for God's illumination in his life. The thing about going under, the thing about prayer, the thing about being inside a tent that you create is that you see things in there that you wouldn't otherwise notice in broad daylight. You see stars best in the dark. You see triangles, rectangles, and connections between them. The gospel story that we hear this morning is very rich in depth and meaning. It's evening after a long day. Everyone is exhausted. The disciples are told by Jesus that they need to go away in a boat on ahead of him while he goes to pray. And they do. And I can imagine the disciples being maybe looking forward to just a smooth boat ride out on the ocean, out on the waters, get away from people and all the action. And yet that's not what happens. They start their journey and they are caught in an overwhelming storm. It's a raging storm. And I want to tell you a little bit here, pause a little bit and tell you about this storm, because this imagery of storm in all over the scriptures and elsewhere in the Bible is highly symbolic. And often the symbol around a raging storm is is about trying to capture the symbolism of evil chaos that is going on in the world. In fact, the verb battered, as in describing the waves battering the boat, that verb evokes political tyranny. It's an image of political tyranny that is beating up against the boat that where the disciples are in. In other words, the overwhelming presence and oppression of the empire are like waves battering the boat. The disciples and the crowds have been battered by these waves, and they are being battered. They are physically and mentally distressed under this imperial presence and all of the systems of evil that are at work around them. So this is not just a random storm. In this gospel story, we are meant to see here that these people are up against the roaring headwinds of hell. And the real experience of life is under this oppressive empire is that it does not treat people kindly, and especially people who are trying to resist and trying to follow Jesus. So this is all going on. The storm is highly symbolic in that sense, and they are struggling against these raging storms of history. And it is really a powerful and heartbreaking image of discipleship, of what it means to follow Jesus. And you think about, I think about the image of a storm, and I can't think about anything more appropriate for perhaps what we're feeling today as we are in this struggle and trying to be followers of Jesus. The storms are raging around us today too. The chaos of evil that is erupting out of our racist history, we can feel it and experience it. The storms of social inequality are raging. The chaos of grief that we are individually and collectively feeling, some of us having lost loved ones to the pandemic, some of us supporting loved ones who have lost friends or family in this pandemic, we are so many of us just trying to keep our heads above water, managing kids at home while working full time. Our anxiety and economic instability, maybe because we can't work. Daily concerns about going out, not getting too close to people, fearing we will get the virus or be spreading it to others. And the real struggles of so many today, impoverished people, who are trying to get basic necessities, the rent to be paid, enough food to eat, the roaring headwinds of hell. That's not an understatement. I think that is a lot of what a lot of people are feeling and experiencing. And I'm reminded as we experience storms, literal storms, like we did even this week, as Isaias blew through Philadelphia, storms with higher winds than usual, storms with more rainfall than usual. I'm reminded that some of these storms are of our own making, of our own failure to live in right relationship with our Creator and with creation and with each other. The climate catastrophe that we're facing that produces harsher storms and more severe drought and wildfire, it comes from a history of our discard and disregard of non-human life. The disciples are utterly overwhelmed by the storm, and they are struggling against it almost the whole night long. And Jesus isn't anywhere to be found. And there is, I think, a touch of humor here that is kind of helpful. It lightens things a little bit. Jesus is walking on the water towards them, and they don't notice that it's him, or they don't recognize that it's him. They think it's a ghost and they scream out. Maybe I think there's something more to that. Maybe the storm, the nature of the storm out there, is also the storm that has gotten inside of them. That's prohibiting them just from being able to see that there is any kind of help, any kind of salvation available outside of that storm. So they can't even see him. They can't even recognize him. And isn't that like us too? The storms rage inside of us too. and we have trouble even seeing if liberation is near, if salvation is anywhere near. We only see the storm. But then if we were to watch this scene unfold, kind of like a drama, watching a movie, you would notice that the camera zooms in on Peter, and you see this interaction between Peter and Jesus up close. I imagine that Peter is in this moment going into his tent. In an unexpected way, this boat, even in the midst of this raging storm, becomes another place of prayer. It becomes a place of prayer for Peter. Something is revealed to him in that storm, on that boat, right there, that otherwise he would maybe not have seen. He's gone into his tent. And what he discovers there is the depth of his own need. He sees the shape of God's strength over against his weakness. He sees the shape of God's largeness against his smallness. And he sees the strength of God's power to save against his ambitious human effort. Now, he does have human effort. He has a lot of effort. He has faith in action. He leaps out of the boat as Jesus calls to him, but then he begins to sink, and he is so caught up in the storm. He begins to sink, and he utters another cry of faith. He says, "Lord, save me." And those words, it's what we pray in the Lord's Prayer every week. Deliver us from evil. Save us, God. In the Bible, the word for salvation is the same as the word for liberation. And as Peter releases those words, he is releasing the words of those who came before him. The enslaved people under Pharaoh cried those very same words as they were in a storm of oppression and slavery enveloped them. They cried out, "Save us, God." And God, as we learn in the story of Exodus, hears their cry and extends God's hand and reaches to pull them out. That's the imagery also in Exodus, is God extends God's hands and pulls them to deliver them out of slavery. This same action Jesus is doing now, extending the hand of God, pulling Peter out of the water. It's that similar deliverance that's rooted in the story of liberation in the Hebrew Bible. Jesus is enacting that in Peter's life. If the boat became Peter's tent in that moment, became his place of prayer, what he saw illumined was the shape of his own depth of need for God's saving power in his life and in the world. You see, sometimes when we go into our tents, what we see is that human efforts are exhausting and ultimately fail us. I think that there are times where we really need to see that and say that. We need to move toward a place of trust in the one who is not just in the boat with us, but who is beyond the boat. The one who can walk on water. The one who holds victory ultimately over the chaos of evil. The one who can calm the seas, the one whose victory looks like real justice, looks like freedom for the oppressed, looks like joy for the heartbroken. This is the hand that is stretched out to us, and this is the hand that we are to grab onto. Maybe going into our tent is kind of like going to an AA meeting and admitting in some shape or form that to ourselves and to those around us, that we are powerless in this storm. Surrendering to the power of God. Surrender, remember, doesn't negate the importance of our daily effort. Surrender is not giving up. Surrendering to God's power is not giving up. But it puts you in right relationship with the Creator and reminds you that there is a difference between God and you. Namely, you are not God. And that we serve a God who is stronger and holds the victory over the chaos of evil. And that is the God who reaches out her hand to us to hold on to. So maybe this week we can find time to crawl into our tents. Allow yourself to sit in the dark and joyful space of prayer, even if a storm is raging outside you and even inside you. Look for the needs that are illumined inside of that tent. Watch as the shape of your needs and others' needs come into view. And yes, watch even as human efforts fail. Practice surrender. Feel the need for the one who is beyond the tent and yet is coming to you and to me to help. It is the God of our salvation whose victory is beginning. Our task is to trust that outstretched hand and then crawl back out of our tents and take a few steps forward in faith. Amen.
The Lord, my soul, and bless God's holy name. Bless the Lord, my soul, who leads me.
This is the time in our service when we're invited to share our gifts, our resources, to reflect on how we're sharing all our gifts in our lives. And when we share our gifts, when we share gifts of money, it actually helps to support rest and sanctuary for all of us and for all who it touches. For the Thompson family who will be coming into sanctuary, for all the ways that we know that God supports rest and going down under amidst the tyranny of empire. So we invite you to give generously. You can either give electronically by texting any amount to 84321. Our website is actually down, as Katie mentioned, so the other alternative is to send a check to the church, to Tabernacle United Church at 3700 Chestnut Street, Philadelphia, PA 19104. Let us give our offering and let us give generously.
Thank you.
Let's see. Let's sing together the doxology. Praise God from whom all blessings flow. Praise God, all creatures here below. Praise God above the heavenly host. Creator Christ and Holy Ghost.
Let us pray. God, we thank you for the gift of being able to give. And we pray that in the giving and receiving of these gifts, that they might help calm storms, both in ourselves and in our world. We pray that in giving and receiving of these gifts, that connections with the vastness of and intimacy of your love, your welcoming, your invitation to walk with you might be deepened, and with each other, for you love the whole world and each of us and all creatures and beings in it. God, in your mercy, hear our prayer. Amen.
Amen. Thank you. We're going to continue to pray now and to lift up our hearts in prayer. So this is a time where we invite all of you to share if you feel so led. You can do that through opening up the chat box now. And if you would like to share a joy or a concern or a testimony, you can do that just by writing in your reflection. And we invite everyone to share who would like. We also recognize that we bring a lot to the space and in our hearts that we can't articulate. That's also okay. And we will be lifting up the silent prayers also that are on our hearts. So in this time, feel free to share what's on your heart. And we will give just a few moments for those prayers to come in. And then Buki will be reading them out loud for us. So let's take some time now in the quiet as we share our concerns and our joys, anything that's on our heart to lift up to God and for one another to hold to.
From Charlene, a prayer. Our hearts are with the people of Beru in this period of mourning. From Deb, prayers for my mother, Laureen, who sustained a head injury this week and is home with no broken bones or a concussion. Thank you, God. God, in your mercy, hear our prayers. A prayer from Jim. A prayer of thanks for a good report from the doctor this week. God, in your mercy. From Anna, prayers for the family of my friend David, who died unexpectedly this week, especially for his wife, Sarah, expecting their first child. God, in your mercy, hear our prayer. From Arda, thank you for a relevant message this morning about surrendering to God's will in the face of the storm. There was a massive explosion in Beirut, Lebanon on August 4th. Let us pray for them. God, in your mercy, hear our prayer. From Susan Teagan, prayers for all children who are especially vulnerable now and for the families of children murdered by increased gun violence in our city. God, in your mercy, hear our prayer. From Ana del Corazon. May we continue to pray for teachers and school staff who are preparing to return to the classroom in person and virtually. Teachers continue to be sacrificed, yet undervalued in our country. God, in your mercy, hear our prayers. From Chris Page. My parents are traveling this week to explore housing options in this area, traveling mercies and fufu house hunting. Amen. God, in your mercy, hear our prayers. From Rob, prayers for anyone who is facing physical, financial, and mental hardship right now. Prayers for Kiki and I with work and life balance and important life decisions. Prayers for people feeling defeated right now. God, in your mercy, hear our prayers. From Peter. Prayers for my parents who were traumatized in the Beirut blast. Grateful they are alive. Thank you for your prayers. God, in your mercy, hear our prayers.
Give thanks for everyone who has shared their concerns. Thank you for your vulnerable sharing in this time. And we join together and sing together. And as we do that, let us lift up all that we've heard, the prayers that have come in, as well as the ones that remain on our hearts. Let's sing together.
To God, come bring your burdens to God, come bring your burdens to God, for Jesus will never say no. Come bring your burdens to God, come bring your burdens to God. Come bring your burdens to God, for Jesus will never say, Jesus will never say no. Come bring your burdens, oh, come bring your burdens, oh, come bring your burdens. Jesus will never say no.
Let us continue to join our hearts in prayer. Oh God, we give you thanks for this story that we've heard this morning. And God, we are reminded in this time and in our own lives of how powerless we are in the face of the storms that are around us. It's easy, God, to just be swallowed up and to just float about and be and succumb to all that we're struggling against. But God, you ask us and you empower us still to not succumb, but to lean in and to trust in your ever-present liberating hand. Help us, God, to do that, to find ways to do that and to practice that trust wherever we are in our life and whatever storm we are facing. God, we ask that you would help us to accept the things that we cannot change, that you would give us courage to change the things that we can, and wisdom to know the difference. We lift up the prayers that have been spoken, all of the people, the names that have been lifted up, the situations that have been lifted up. And we also lift up all of the situations and names of people that we know, but that are silent in our hearts. You hear us, God, even in our silence and even when we cannot speak. You are near to us and you hear us. So God, lift us up, guide us, strengthen us as we face the storms in our life. And we thank you for Jesus who taught us to pray this prayer, and let us pray the prayer that we learned together. If you don't know it, it's in front of you on your screen. Our parent who art in heaven, hallowed be thy name. Thy kingdom come, thy will be done on earth as it is in heaven. Give us this day our daily bread, and forgive us our debts as we forgive our debtors. Lead us not into temptation, but deliver us, God, from evil. For thine is the kingdom, thine is the power, and the glory forever. Amen.
Let's sing together a closing song of peace as we get ready to head out into the week. The peace of the earth be with you, the peace of the heavens too. The peace of the rivers be with you, the peace of the oceans too. Be peace falling over you. Heavens too. The peace of the rivers be with you, the peace of the oceans too. Be peace falling over you. God's peace growing.
Friends, let us remember as we go forth today the words of Jesus who comes to us, who is with us in the boat, but is also beyond the boat, walking towards us and says, "It is I, do not be afraid, and reaches out her hand to us. We can receive that hand and remember that we belong to God, we belong to Christ. And let us go out and walk in faith, knowing that we belong to God and we belong to each other. Go in peace. Amen. I just realized that I was unmuted, and I think probably people heard my distracting voice while Justin was playing. Hopefully that was all right. No, it was all right. Okay, good. Thanks, Justin. good to see everyone. We're going to just take a few minutes to greet each other, and hopefully you can all unmute yourself now.